KW Mobile.
KW, KN4, VWA.
KW4, DJW. Hey, I learned something new today about our Turnigy balancer checker, battery checkers.
Built-in hand warmer.
That sell button and hold it, it'll come up, it'll start flashing balance. And if you press the button one more time when it starts flashing that, it will balance your battery cells.
Okay. Well now, that one battery that I had with the one cell that was just dead, I don't think there's any hope for that.
No, it won't bring one back to life that is passed to the other side. It won't do that, but it will balance. I noticed some of mine for that glider that we've got, the Blixer, some of mine were pretty far out, and it brought them back. Now, if you let them sit for a little while, and you do it again, it'll bring them a little bit closer, because it brings them down to 0.05 difference. And then if you let them sit, they'll drift to more than 0.05. So if you do it again, you know, in a little while after that, then it'll bring them back again. The closer you can keep them to the same voltage, the longer they'll last.
Well, I hope you went out and flew today. It was too nice a day not to.
As Caesar said, Mountain, there's an issue with an antenna, and it's now resolved, and I am headed back home. And that happened before I ate lunch, so I'm starving. I hadn't had lunch yet.
So you're not telling me that you climbed the tower, are you?
No, I don't climb towers, but you got to have a safety crew for anybody to climb it, so I was part of the safety crew.
Well, so what was it, a feed line issue, a connector issue, or an antenna issue?
An antenna that looked like either something fell off or turned upside down. And it's a pretty long antenna. It's like a 20-foot long antenna. And so it needed to be secured until we can come back in a couple of weeks and take it down. But it wasn't the one we're talking on, thank goodness.
Okay. Now, you must have gone into a little bit of dead area around some of the curves coming down off the mountain. Are you still on the mountain?
I am right at the base of the mountain, getting ready to turn onto Highway 11.
Well, sounds like you had a good time today. So, who climbed? Landon?
It was the other part of the safety crew. And I left them up there. They were designing the solution. I left them up there designing. I had to get back home. I'm starving.
Well, that's good. Thanks. Is that what was causing all the static that I heard earlier?
No, I didn't have anything to do with it. They're a different position on the tower. Entirely different. Not related at all to this one we're on now.
Yeah, I've been down towards McCormick and down on Lake Thurman today. Down checking out campgrounds. So that I made a long loop, went through Columbia, back over to Savannah River area, then back up and stopped and dropped off Bob's tools, and he's happy. And now we're headed up 85, coming home.
Long day driving Miss Daisy, huh? Except Miss Sue instead of Miss Daisy.
I think she likes getting chauffeured around just like Miss Daisy.
She likes to go on rides every now and then where she can sit and knit, and I do the driving. So we call that driving Miss Amy.
So in the meantime, have you bought a camper yet? No, you haven't bought a truck yet.
Now, I was telling Landon and Gary up there that I don't like the way they sell new vehicles nowadays. I guess I didn't pay that close attention when I got Amy's Avalon that's a couple years old. But I don't like the way they put features on there and then they want to charge you a monthly fee to use them. That just irks me.
What was the newest vehicle you've got?
17, and it doesn't have any of that.
New world, Dave. It's a new way to make the money, baby.
point where I want it, and I want it to be mine. I don't want to pay for it and then them charge me to use it. That's like I'm leasing the car from them or something. It's going to take me a long time to warm up to that.
Think about it this way. They've gone to a lot of trouble to make that automobile a software nightmare. And what you're doing is you're keeping up your license fee to use their software.
You might be doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to contribute to making that okay.
That's why I'm driving low mileage vehicles. 18 and earlier.
Why people are migrating to, that's why the used car market, the used cars cost more than the new cars, because people don't want that new garbage. And if people don't buy the garbage, then they'll have to change their ways. It's like Detroit thought they had a really good idea when they designed parts to wear out in 60,000 miles. And Japan said, that's a door opener for us. And they just stepped in and took all the market share away from them. This is an instant replay of that.
You know who is leading the way on that, don't you?
OnStar, which was General Motors.
No, OnStar is strictly an optional feature and function. You know, and it includes a cell phone in the vehicle. But, no, that's all that stuff to be able to use your GPS, all that stuff to be able to use all the bells and whistles in the vehicle. Right now, that's all coming off of the Pacific Rim.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. How much research have you put into figuring that out?
She drives a Cadillac, and I've been looking and trying to get her a 21 or a 22 model. And, yep. They still charge for the OnStar, but like I said, OnStar is free for the first year, and after that, it's optional.
That's what I was saying. You pay for the hardware, and then you got to pay them a monthly fee to use it. The hardware's in your car. It's a part of the cost of the car. You paid for that hardware, right? I don't know. I get upset about it, and I just need to stop thinking about it. I'm not going to contribute to that. At least not right now, anyway. I may warm up to it in a year or two, but I have no interest in it right now.
Buy yourself a 19 or prior pickup truck, and it should pull the camper just fine.
I keep looking on, you know, different places. I'll do a Google search, or I'll look on Facebook Marketplace, or I'll go to individual dealerships and look at them. But 2017 looks pretty good.
Go ahead and do what you're going to do right now, because Ford is already starting shortages on the Bronco. They're already starting shortages again on the Expedition and some of their other models. And some of the other manufacturers, and this time around, the second round of this stuff, where they charge a premium because they get one in stock, because they claim their shortages, now that is nothing but a marketing ploy this time.
Got to wait till tax season is over, because they know that people have income tax checks and they're marked up while checks are out. Then once the checks go out, they'll mark them back down to something more reasonable to start selling them again.
You know, the best time to buy one is right now. If you want to buy a full-size Dodge truck or a full, well, I don't know if Chevy has any left over or not, but might be the best time to buy one, for the simple reason that, you can get one the way you want it, and it's a year-end leftover, and they're cutting deals on those.
Couldn't any General Motors product, or Ford, or Chrysler, I haven't had one of those since I abandoned them when they left me on the side of the road dead multiple times, and I finally figured out what they were doing with the 60-mile, designing parts to wear out at 60,000 miles. I still haven't got over that. That chip still on my shoulder.
In the 80s and 90s. They've learned since then. And I tell you what, my nephew is driving a 2012 or 14 4Runner that's got 140,000 miles on it, and he took it in to get the transmission serviced because it's shuddering with the automatic overdrive in the torque converter. They told him $7,000 to get the thing fixed, and it was only 140,000 on it. So, you know, they're all about on the same level today. Just be prepared, bud. You're going to pay the premium.
Amy's car in getting it serviced, I went out and looked at the Toyotas on the lot. And I saw one that looked pretty nice. Had everything on it I wanted, I think, just about. Well, there's a couple of things I wanted to add. But it was like 42. But then the sticker said 54. I said, well, what is the difference? What is that for? The difference between 42. Everything added up to 42. But the sticker price was 54. And he said, that's the suggested retail because these are popular trucks, and that's what we can sell them for. So that's what we mark them up to, because we can sell them for that. Supply and demand. So you are absolutely right with that comment.
I tell you what, I haven't bought a new vehicle in 15. I tell you what, the last brand spanking new vehicle I bought was in 2008. And, no, as a matter of fact, it was in 2004. And that was the last brand new one I bought. Since then, I let somebody else eat that depreciation on the front end. I pick them up at about 25,000 to 50,000 miles. I'll run them up to about 250 and then let them go.
A used one since the 1990s. I haven't bought a used one, but it looks like I'm going to go back and buy a used one for the first time since the 90s. I didn't want to. I mean, they used to have decent quality for, you know, a reasonable price. But that ship has sailed. Even with the used stuff, that ship's just sailed. I didn't realize that. That snuck up on me. W4DJW.
A good used, low-mileage pickup truck of any description is very difficult, and you got to be real careful. A lot of times, if you have any friends that work at the bank, sometimes, once in a blue moon, you can catch one on repo that's still in good shape, and you can do okay that way. But even at that, you got to be careful these days. So I felt like I really lucked out when I picked up that 18 Chevy. It's in beauty shape.
If I'm in no hurry now, I was kind of in a hurry there for a little bit, but that educational experience has set that back just a little. Who knows how long it'll go back? I don't know. I get my mind off of it by going flying, which, by the way, something we're probably going to have to do next week.
Well, anytime you're ready to go fly, bud, you just let me know. More than likely, I don't know. I haven't checked the winds, predicted winds, but, hey, if it looks decent, I've got to do a little bit of work in the morning, and then just probably around 1 or 2 o'clock, I'm going to come back in, and I'm going to load up, and I'm going to go fly.
All right, yeah, if I get finished up on the setup for that remote meeting hardware for the club, if I can get that all done before the meeting tomorrow night, then I might come out there and join you. But if I'm struggling with it at all, then I probably won't.
All right. Good enough. Well, we're getting off at Pelham Road. And my wife, while I was talking to you, leaned over and whispered in my ear, Schlotzkies. So guess where we're going?
morning and she wanted me to go by there. And she didn't. She wanted to do wings and watch the race. And from Aces, Wings, Aces, whatever that place is, downtown Greer. So that's always a good, but Slosky's is never a bad idea. That's always a good idea.
Pelham Road is the only one in the area now, at least that I know of, and it does a booming business. And I tell you, I just don't understand why they don't expand it out. You know, they got a good thing going.
Same what happened to Quiznos. They had some really good subs. The toasted ones, nobody could come close to them, but they're gone too. So I don't know if things like that happen. It's kind of weird.
Well, and you know who else used to be or is really good? It's Firehouse Subs. But, goodness. Yeah, $15 for half a sub and a drink and all that. Shoot, man, that's... I like the place, but I don't want to buy stock.
That's true. Or you probably get stock cheaper. Anyway, you guys are going to Slosky's?
Yeah. So anyhow, we're pulling in right now, so I'm going to let you go. And I'll talk to you again soon, probably tomorrow around 1 o'clock. And you have a good evening. Try to get home safe. 73's K4 VWA. My belly's growling. Clear.
W4 DJW Mobile.
KD9 MKR, W4 DJW.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, I got to tell you, that 10-meter antenna is really screaming.
The height is working?
Yeah, it's really working well. There's actually a contest going on right now, and so there's quite a few folks on 10 meters. And I had no trouble hitting Argentina, Brazil several times, Hawaii, whatnot. And I didn't take it over 100 watts. It was excellent.
Well, I'm glad that one's working okay. And the LDG tuned it right in really quick?
I never even went through with a tuner. I just went straight into the radio. I didn't even use the tuner on the radio because it was... Once I got all the coax in and everything else, it was coming in at about 1.2, pretty much across the band.
Even better than it looked like before all the coax was connected. That is really good. Well, I'm glad. It's hard to beat a monoband, a double bazooka for a single band. It is really hard to beat.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a whole bunch more up at some point if we can figure out all the lines running through the trees. But anyway, I did have to untangle. There was one that was a little bit tangled. The 20-meter, one of the legs on the 20-meter was... actually kind of a braiding on one of the lines for the 10-meter, but I just kind of moved it over a tree and everything worked out fine.
Was that's just the parachute cord, right?
Yeah, the parachute cord. It wasn't the actual antenna itself, but, you know, even parachute cord, if it's rubbing, you know, and the trees are swaying, it's gonna wear through after some time.
Good that you noticed that and got that thing squared away. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that's working. So now use that information to figure out where you want the other two, and let's set up a day to knock the other two out.
Sounds like a plan. Well, listen, I'll let you go, but thanks again, Dave. I do appreciate it. It was really helpful. And, yeah, those links, by the way, that I sent you for Amazon, check out, if you do need coax, check out that 802 or whatever, Air 802.
Coax is all about 20 years old now, so I have a feeling I will be needing some. But, you know, the more I clean up, the more I find bundles that I bought just in case I ever needed them and squirreled them away in a cubby hole, and there's a brand-new bundle of 100-foot coax. I just keep finding stuff. I find mystery antennas tucked in corners. It's like a squirrel with nuts in their cheeks. I just keep on finding stuff like that since I'm cleaning up, being retired. So it might be a while before I need any more coax.
I have too much wire. So, listen, I'll let you go. But, again, thanks much. This is KD9MKR clear with K4DJW.
All right, Scott. Enjoy that contest. KD9MKR, W4DJ, W Mobile.